Hi, I'm Yoshihisa Hirano, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Mr. Yoshihisa Hirano, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Mr. Hirano. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
My father is an amateur violinist, and he loves classical music very much. He played a lot of records all the time, and used to make me listen to the good music since I was a baby.
Please tell us about your musical studies and training. What was it like to receive musical training in America?
I started to play the violin with my father first, and later with the violin teacher in my hometown. I was interested in composing since I was a little kid, but I couldn't find any teachers in my hometown. You know, it's a very small town. So I was just a self-taught composer until I went to the United States. I got a wonderful musical environment in Eastman School of Music in the United States. You know, I got so many important things in the United States. I should say the two of the greatest things in my life, music, of course, and my wife.
Mm-hmm. How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
Since I was a high school boy, it's been a biggest dream to be a musician.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
Inspiration? You know, Marlowe stayed at the cottage by the lake to get inspiration from nature when he composed. In his case, he was confident that inspiration came from nature. But I don't know where my inspiration comes from, so I can't tell about inspiration. As for the process of composing, in my case, I see sounds as colors, you know, visual colors, like scribing. Well, actually, scribing saw tonalities as colors, orange as a C major, something like that. I don't agree with him anyway, I see colors of sounds of instruments, like, you know, for instance, like blue as the strings or light brown as oboe, something like that.
Fascinating.
I compose or orchestrate music, you know, like I paint a picture.
Wow. Who are your musical influences?
When I was a high school student, I was in love with jazz music, like, you know, Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane. But John Zorn was my special hero. You know, he was not only a very interesting jazz musician, but also established contemporary music composer. So I really wanted to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
And later, I found symphonies of Dmitri Shostakovich, and I really wanted to compose like his music, you know, orchestra music. And as a composer, I was influenced by Toru Takemitsu, the Japanese composer, Alfred Schnecke, a Soviet composer, George Crumb, an American composer, and Isan Yun, a Korean composer. There are, you know, many great composers in the 20th century.
What music do you like to listen to?
I enjoy classical music a lot. Classical music in any periods, you know, for instance, like from Jos Cantemporae in the 15th century to present stuff. Contemporary music.
Mm. How did you become involved with composing music for anime?
Yeah, actually, you can study so many good things from works of film score.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Schnicki says he learned a number of important compositional techniques from doing a film scoring job, although he didn't like that very much.
Mm-hmm. Please, tell us about the scoring process behind the production Oran High School Host Club. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved?
I composed the score for Oran High School Host Club with different styles of classical music, like, you know, Baroque, classical, and romantic, something like that. Well, actually, here's a funny story. One day I saw an interesting webpage. You know, people talked about a piano piece from Oran High School score, and someone says, that must be Chopin, you know, one of his nocturnes or something like that. The other guy says, yeah, I agree with you, you're right. But on the other hand, there's someone who disagree with that, you know, and he says, like, you know, I know Chopin's music very much, but I've never heard that kind of stuff, you know, so what the hell is that? Maybe he aren't original? Well, actually, he's right.
Please, tell us about the scoring process behind the production Death Note. Where in the process do you as a composer become involved?
The score of Death Note may be maybe consider the music of a kind of, music of kind of black mass or something like that. When I talked with the director and the producer, Carmina Burana was often mentioned as music which could express the uncanny world of Death Note.
If you could also fill us in on the scoring process behind the production Hunter Hunter, where in the process, as a composer, did you become involved?
The series of Hunter Hunter started as a kid anime. But as the story advances, the cruelty and aggressiveness have been increased. By the way, the newest recording of score for Hunter Hunter is just done. I use a lot of atonality, you know, dissonant sound effect of tone clusters and something like that. So it sounds quite different from a previous Hunter Hunter score.
Please, tell us about the scoring process behind the production Tonkane Dreeland. Where in the process do you as a composer become involved?
Oh, Dollyland. Dollyland is a typical adventure anime. You know, this anime is based on one of the most popular mobile games in Japan. The director wanted the very optimistic and cheerful music to express the world of Dollyland.
Please tell us about your experiences of orchestrating music for video games.
I've orchestrated several game music, including two of the Final Fantasy series and one of the Biohazards. And another Final Fantasy stuff for a symphonic concert.
Are there particular instruments that you prefer to use in your compositions or orchestrations?
Yeah, actually, I don't use some particular instruments when I compose music. You know, I have a very old keyboard on my desk. So what I do is just, touch that miserable and poor old guy to look for the right note when I compose.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, just like I said, I just finished a new recording of music for Hunter Hunter, and I'm gonna compose a score for upcoming TV drama soon. And also, my new piano quintet, which is a concert piece, is gonna be premiered in Warsaw, then in Tokyo.
Wow, look forward to it. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just really wonderful to talk about my works and myself on the air in the United States. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's great to be able to talk with you.